next on the 5 o'clock report.
Republicans have a plan. Stop the spending.
They're the extremists on this, and now they're taking those extreme views right to the doorsteps of our Supreme Court justices.
Abortion is not medicine. Abortion is quackery.
Let it sink in.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Bill Price. He's a man with a plan.
Economy's gone from being on the mend to on the move.
That is our top story at 5. President Biden says he's got a cure for what's ailing the U.S. economy.
I know the families all across America are hurting because of inflation. I'm taking inflation very seriously, and it's my top domestic priority.
The president blames the sour economy on the war in Ukraine and the COVID-19 pandemic. His remarks come amid record high inflation and more pain at the pump. The national average for a gallon of gas now at an all-time high, $4.37. Fox News reporter Aisha Hosni.
That is the highest ever recorded. The last time an all-time high happened was back in March. That's when Russia invaded Ukraine, and unleaded was about $4.17 a gallon. So we've shot up now 20 cents in just about 9 weeks. It comes as prices across the board keep rising and rising.
Aisha Hosni reporting. A recent Fox News poll shows 44% of Americans today say the cost of food and fuel creating a serious hardship for them. James Freeman at the Wall Street Journal says President Biden has no one to blame but himself for the economic collapse across the country.
From day one of the Biden administration, the president had an ambitious agenda, and to get it through, he created a narrative that the economy was a shambles and we needed a big intervention. That's not what the data said. The economy was growing at better than 6% the quarter he took office, but he went ahead with the so-called rescue plan.
Well, Freeman says that rescue plan has done nothing to rescue the average American family. He says this administration's response to COVID has been a catastrophe.
And how did we get this? We turned off the economy and locked it down and tried to simulate an economy by pushing trillions of dollars out of Washington.
President Biden blaming Republicans today for not coming up with a better plan to fix the economy. Former White House advisor Karl Rove.
Republicans have a plan. Stop the spending. This came about because you poured gasoline on the fire last year with the American Rescue Plan, which even a Democratic economist like Larry Summers warned you would create inflation. And it did. Inflation is too much money chasing too few goods. And you created additional demand by spending money, borrowing from the future that we didn't need to spend and didn't have.
The White House also announcing a plan today to step up enforcement of price fixing on meat and poultry costs, which are causing sticker shock at the grocery store. But it's not just inflation putting the squeeze on millions of Americans. The supply chain crisis also taking its toll, too, with baby formula, its latest victim. Different home, same tactics. Pro-choice protesters outside of the home of Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito last night. He's the one who wrote the draft that was leaked last week, indicating Roe v. Wade could be overturned. Mark Penn, a speechwriter for former President Clinton, says the messaging from this White House on these pro-choice protests does not fly with most Americans.
The president lives with three or four layers of security, and you can't get within thousands of feet of the White House. And yet these Supreme Court justices live in suburban homes, easily accessible. And so they're really quite vulnerable.
The administration has refused to condemn the protests outside the homes of Supreme Court justices, even though it's against the law to do so. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says by not speaking out, the White House is, in fact, condoning the protests.
Joe Biden should come out today and say that federal law enforcement will put an end to these protests tonight. If any person gets close to a justice's home, they should be arrested and charged with a federal crime. If Joe Biden and Merrick Garland won't do that, and there is violence against one of these justices, they will be responsible.
Former White House advisor Kellyanne Conway says when it comes to the issue of abortion, it's the Democrats who hold extreme views.
And I think every Democrat
Democrat running for office this fall should be asked the question, when does life begin? Is there an abortion you think is not a good idea? Are you for 8th month abortion, taxpayer-funded abortion, fetal pain abortion? They're the extremists on this, and now they're taking those extreme views right to the doorsteps of our Supreme Court justices. Unacceptable.
The U.S. Senate has voted to increase funding for security for Supreme Court justices after that leaked draft opinion on Roe v. Wade. Tomorrow, the U.S. Senate will vote to federalize abortion. The move, though, purely symbolic, with not enough votes to pass it. Russia continues to pound away at southern cities in Ukraine as the 10-week-old war shows no signs of slowing up. A shopping mall and a warehouse obliterated in the port city of Odessa today. Former CIA station chief Dan Hoffman predicts Ukraine will win this war and Russia will end up paying for it.
Russia's going to have to pay. They're going to have to pay the reparations to rebuild Ukraine. And they're going to have to pay, you know, with a moral and ethical component for all the damage and the death and destruction that they've caused.
At least 100 civilians still remain trapped in that steel plant in the besieged city of Mariupol. Elon Musk said today that he will reverse Twitter's ban on former President Trump. The world's richest man set to take over the social media giant this fall. Musk called the ban on Trump morally wrong.
I do think that it was not correct to ban Donald Trump. I think that was a mistake.
But the former president says he's not rejoining Twitter, even if he's allowed back. Former California Congressman Devin Nunes runs Trump's current social media platform. It's called Truth Social.
The goal has been for us, for President Trump, is to give the American people their voice back and open the internet back up. And that's what we're trying to create.
Nunes says when it comes to free speech, there are never too many platforms to do that. Still to come this Tuesday, boosting abortions in New York, preventing suicides in Pennsylvania, and Tom Reed calls it quits.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. We're in automatic pilot mode right now. All is quiet, a cruise control weather pattern resulting from high pressure that's anchored over the region. So that means more fair skies and more mild conditions. The call for the night tonight, first of all, a beautiful evening. Then overnight, the stars are out, and we'll see overnight low temperatures mostly in the 40s. For tomorrow and Thursday, beautiful, abundant sunshine and warm. High temperatures generally in the 70s, nudging 80 in spots on Thursday. It will be cooler both afternoons near the shores of Lake Erie in Ontario. The next chance of showers along about Saturday.
All right, Kevin Williams getting it done at the Weather Center tonight. We appreciate it. Checking the stories, making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania this Tuesday, May 10th. Southern Tier Congressman Tom Reed retired from Congress today. A surprise move from the Corning Republican. He bid farewell on the House floor.
Thank you for giving a country lawyer, the youngest of 12, raised by a single mother whose father passed away when I was just 2 years old, the honor of representing you at the highest level. Only in America can such a dream come true. So I humbly bid farewell and submit my resignation as a member of the House, and I wish you all Godspeed.
And with that, he is done. Tom Reed originally gonna stay on until the end of the year, but he called it quits early today after serving nearly 12 years in Washington. Today, New York Governor Kathy Hochul announced $35 million will be available to boost abortion services across the Empire State should Roe v. Wade be overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court.
I don't want to find out that we waited too long. That's why we're being proactive. I said I'm better at playing offense than defense in anything I do. So we're preparing for this.
The Democrat says New York has to get ready for a potential influx of out-of-state patients seeking abortions from states that ban the procedure. Pro-lifers, meantime, sounding off over New York State Attorney General Tish James's plan to make the Empire State an abortion tourism destination should Roe be reversed. Jim Harden at Compass Care in Rochester sat down earlier today with our own Bob Price.
Could you explain a little bit more what she's doing to try to get out in front of this big decision from the Supreme Court on abortion?
This is a political move, not a legal one. What she's done is she's essentially putting an exclamation point on something she did in December 1st, actually. She came out and she said, We need to have a fund for women who need to be able to get abortion from other states where they can't get them if Roe v. Wade is overturned. Mm-hmm. And so she's partnered with a couple of legislators in order to do just that, to create a fund to essentially give money to Planned Parenthood and other abortionists to compensate for the cost of women getting abortions here in New York from other states like Ohio and Pennsylvania if Roe v. Wade is overturned.
The one thing is that this argument that abortion is health care. We've heard that from New York's governor. We've heard that from Pennsylvania's governor. Talk about the fallacy of that argument, if you would.
Sure. Medicine's job, the purpose of medical care, is to heal and maintain the health of the whole person. Abortion does neither one of those two things, either for the woman nor for the baby. In fact, the original Hippocratic Oath stated, "I will not give a woman an abortive remedy." The original oath that doctors would take up until 1970s would actually highlight a particular kind of practice, i.e. abortion, mm-hmm. and say, I'm not going to do that because it represents the very opposite of what medical care is supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Abortion is not medicine. Abortion is quackery. Yeah. That's how the Hippocratic Oath defines it.
Good stuff. That's Jim Hardin with Compass Care in Rochester, New York, speaking with our own Bob Price earlier today. New York's disgraced ex-governor Andrew Cuomo could get another shot at getting on the ballot for the Democratic primary. Family Life's Jeremy Miller.
Yeah, that's right. A plaintiff seeking to intervene in the Albany redistricting case is asking the judge to reopen petitioning and push the primaries back to August, making a potential Cuomo comeback possible. That would enable Cuomo to gather voter signatures to get on the primary ballot. The plaintiff said the signatures collected for statewide races were based on district lines that violated a 2014 amendment to the state constitution and therefore should be redone. An insider suggested Cuomo would be more interested in running as an independent candidate because the Democratic Party has, quote, purportedly been hijacked by the hard left. Jeremy Miller, Family Life News.
Thank you, Jeremy. A suicide cafe up and running in PA. It's to encourage folks suffering with mental health issues to come forward and get the help they need.
A lot of people will go through life and not share what they're secretly feeling because they feel like they might be the only ones that are thinking that way.
Gina Kastner's daughter died on her 53rd suicide attempt.
We all go through difficult times, and finding strength through community is super important.
Kastner says everybody knows somebody who's been touched by suicide. Organizers of the Suicide Cafe hope to remove the stigma surrounding this issue. The first meeting set to go this Saturday at noon at Cubby's Ice Cream Shop in Hummelstown, Pennsylvania. Time now for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
It was another roller coaster day of trading as the indexes finished mixed today. The debate continuing as to whether or not the markets have found bottom, though some analysts are sounding a bit more optimistic than they have in recent weeks. Statements by the Fed continue to signal their intent to take the necessary steps to slow inflation, oil dropping today $3 to close at under $100 a barrel. The Dow today was 84 points lower, the S&P 500 rose 9, and the NASDAQ gained 114. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Financial health and stability don't necessarily require having more money. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute. It's terrific to get a raise or move to a better paying job, but the prospects for your financial health aren't just a matter of how much you make. How you manage money is just as important, if not more so. We've all seen stories about sports stars and lottery winners who ended up broke. They had lots of money at one point, but didn't manage wisely. We've also heard about school janitors and small town librarians who left fortunes to charity, even though they never made much. Making the most of what you have begins with developing a budget, a money management plan that helps you spend wisely and save regularly. Having such a plan is key to becoming financially stable and healthy. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the MoneyWise community. Download MoneyWise Biblical Finance in your app store or visit moneywise.org.
Still to come this Tuesday, the most expensive painting ever sold.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. We're in automatic pilot mode right now. All is quiet, a cruise control weather pattern resulting from high pressure that's anchored over the region. So so that means more fair skies and more mild conditions. The call for the night tonight, first of all, a beautiful evening. Then overnight, the stars are out. And we'll see overnight low temperatures mostly in the 40s. For tomorrow and Thursday, beautiful, abundant sunshine and warm. High temperatures generally in the 70s, nudging 80 in spots on Thursday. It will be cooler both afternoons near the shores of Lake Erie in Ontario. The next chance of showers along about Saturday.
All right, Kevin, finally at 5, an iconic painting of Marilyn Monroe fetched a record price at auction last night. Someone bought the painting for $195 million. That's a record for any piece of American artwork.
Close to $200 million. Let it sink in. It's quite something.
Alex Rotter with Christie's in New York City says the Andy Warhol painting was done in 1964, 2 years after Marilyn Monroe died. Christie's auction house described it as, quote, one of the rarest and most transcendent images ever created. For that price, it better be. That is the world we live in this Tuesday. Thanks for coming along. I'm Bill Price, Family Life News.